You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
Bibles, the book of Nehemiah. Luke told me I'm going to be brief because he's ready for that hot dogs. And so am I. I'm starving, hungry. Anybody else hungry? Maybe we'll just dispense with the message. We'll just go out there and eat. All God's people said? Amen. Yes, a lot of you said amen to that. So that's another 35 minutes on the 20-minute message. I'll try to get this done real quickly. Let's take our Bibles, Nehemiah tonight. Nehemiah is my favorite Old Testament book. I've written a book on Nehemiah. I love the book. Yeah, there's battling, there's activity going on. And in Nehemiah chapter number 6, I want you to read one verse, verse 15 with me. These men have worked so diligently on our building, but the joy is that tonight it's finished. But our building construction is not finished. Let's read verse 15 together. Ready? Begin. So the wall was finished. You didn't do very well on that Elu, did you? How do you say that? You said Elu? Elu? Hula hoop, whatever you want to say. Well, let's bow for prayer. Father, I want to thank you for the great church you've given to us. I pray your blessing upon the music now as it's sung and the message of the evening. Speak to our hearts. God, I felt your presence this morning. I just sensed your presence. People are so eager to hear and listen. Pray for the Spanish church at the other property tonight. God, what a great crowd they have. I pray your blessing on that service tonight, upon the service here in closing. In Jesus' name, amen. We'll let the orchestra come around and the men on the platform come and join you. And I will try to be very, very brief tonight. It's been a long day. Are we interpreting in Portuguese tonight? Is there someone here interpreting? Good. All right. Good. Thank God for the Brazilians. Amen. They're the best. You people, so many of you coming. And we appreciate you. We have, I won't say who tonight, but maybe Wednesday. Is that the 19th? What's the date today? 14th? No. Later this week, we have one of our good members becoming a United States citizen. And it is such a joy. It's such a blessing. So we'll talk about that next Sunday. Read the bulletin for the 50 years history. Penny, you became a member 30-some years ago. And it's all listed there. Brother Chuck and Renee, your little baby boy, 9 pounds, 2 ounces, went home to be with the Lord. This week, and you see all those different ones. Those different preachers are all there. They're all home with the Lord now. They've all passed away, and we thank God for them. The building of the wall around Jerusalem was so important. Nehemiah was a prisoner of war, and he heard that the wall of Jerusalem was broken down. The Bible says he did 5 things when he heard that information. He sat down, he wept, he fasted, and he mourned, and he prayed. He said, Jerusalem lieth waste. He didn't tell anybody what was his heart for 4 months. He just prayed. Just prayed. You know, that's an illustration there for you and I. Just keep on praying. Amen. I mentioned this morning, it took me 31 years of prayer to pray for a 15-minute radio broadcast. And one day we had 100 stations. One day we had the internet. Now it's going around the globe to every country in the world.
Praise the Lord.
That's God. 19 years ago, God did that. But it took me 31 years of prayer. It took me 31 years of prayer with God's people to pray for this property. It was Stanford Applied Engineering. And God, after 31 years, just did it. God did it. And I want you to know that Nehemiah was brokenhearted. The king saw his plight and said, what's the problem? The king was very close to Nehemiah because he was a cupbearer. He would drink the king's liquid, and he would also eat the king's food before the king. If he didn't die, then the king could eat it. And so they're very close. He said, the walls of my city are broken down. I want to go back home and raise up those walls. And in 52 days, he raised up the walls around the city. This project out front, and I know we did not really gain a square foot of inches in the building, but it's been a $3.2 million project. God did that in 199 days. Thank you, contractors. They work tirelessly. Perfredo, you live in Los Banos, hour and a half away, traffic two and a half hours. I remember one night, Perfredo left here. He got home about 11:30 that night, and the next morning at 4:30, he was here. I hope those Stroud brothers are paying him overtime. No, not good man, don't give him, he doesn't know. But you know, that's the way this whole project has worked. Bill, you are to be so commended, all that you have done, and Emily, just keeping the thing going.
Amen.
Nehemiah was building this wall around the city, but Nehemiah was not done. Let me just point out some things to you in closing tonight. And Nehemiah built a wall around the city, but there's still much more to do. Look what the Bible says in chapter 6, verse number 19. And they reported this good deeds before me and uttered my words to him. And Tobiah sent letters to put me in fear. Do you know what's coming as a result of finishing this project? Fear. It's just part of the game. It's just part of life. There's a great victory and then there's great defeat. The phone may ring tomorrow. Who knows? It could be a huge lawsuit again. Who knows? It could be this. I don't know what it's going to be, but it just comes. And you know what? Don't let anything cause you to run in fear.
Amen.
Nothing. God's not given us a spirit of fear,
right,
but of power and of might and of sound mind.
Yep.
I'm not going to run. I tell you, I can guarantee it. During COVID, Mr. Newsom, we'd talk to him. We talked to him through our congressman. And the next day, he'd put more restraints on our church than the day before. I don't care what Mr. Newsom does, because this is the Lord's work. This is God's work. You say, well, what if they arrest you? Well, three meals and a cot's a pretty good deal, friend. I can rest finally in prison. I don't know what God has planned for this church, but I know it's going to be fear. Government's going to put fear in our hearts. Ourselves have put fear in our heart. But God has never created fear.
Amen.
God wants us to walk by faith and not by sight. And so I find that Tobiah put fear. I find that leadership had to be put in place. Chapter 7, when it was come to pass, when the wall was built, I set up the doors and the porters and the singers and the Levites, and I gave my brother Hananiah, and Hananiah, the ruler of the palace, charge of Jerusalem. He was a faithful man. He feared God above many. And so I organized people. And that's what our job is. We organized the retirement people last week. We had 55 out of 75 in our church. Many could not come. I'm not letting you just sit on a couch and retire with a remote. J.C. Penney said you retire to something, not from something. I love the fact that this church does not want to sit around as retired people and talking about your medicine.
Amen.
Talking about your next surgery. That's going to be part of it. You know, God designed us to live to 70. So yes, these joints are wearing out. Yes, our hips, got to get a hip replacement, got to get a knee replacement, got to get a, can't say this one. Shoulder surgery. Say that three times. Say it together. Shoulder surgery. Say it three times. One, two, three, go. I knew you could not do it. While we're on this biblical subject, say unique New York. Brother Pacho, you have surgery this week. We're praying for you. Unique Ulork, three times. Three times. Here we go. Ready? One, two, three, go. Can't do it. You folks are morons. You need me. You know, Brother Luke was talking, you need me. I couldn't teach you. I don't know. I don't even know how to turn on a computer. But he said a thumbnail today. He said that. Get a thumbnail. Whoever nailed that is, that had to hurt to take that thumbnail off. But go to the thumbnail and get the thumbnail. You know, he organized these people. In addition, look at that. They read the law, chapter 8, verse number 1. And all the people gathered themselves together as one man in the street that was before the water gate. And they spake in the Ezra the scribe, bring the book of the law of Moses. And Ezra the priest brought the law. And he read therein, verse number 7, the book of the law. And he put a pulpit and he opened the book in verse 5 in the sight of the people. And keep the Bible in Sunday school.
Amen.
Keep the Bible in Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. Keep the Bible. And the Bible needs to be preeminent in this church. We are living in the last days. This whole world's a mess. Russia, you've heard me talk so much about it. They need that Black Sea from Ukraine. They absolutely need that. Why? Because they're going to come from that Ukraine, Black Sea, and going to come down into the Mediterranean and invade Israel. They've got to have it. I don't know what's going to happen. They'll get it by, they've already killed 1 million people. They'll kill another 1 million if they have it. They're going to get it. And Egypt's going to push up from the south, and the Mediterranean is going to come from the west, and from the north they're going to come from Russia, and from the east they're going to come from China, and they're going to assemble together, and they're going to all fight at Israel. The Valley of Megiddo and the closing climax of all that is Jesus is coming to fight as well.
Amen.
Then I find in this text before us, feast days were restored. Chapter 8, verse number 14. And then I find that they were repenting and fasting. And then chapter 13, go there, closing. You're in the last chapter, so we're getting close. Chapter 13, and verse number 4. Before this, and Nehemiah is now gone. Eliashib, the priest, having the oversight of the chamber of the house of our God, was allied to Tobiah. Tobiah was a wicked man. Tobiah tried to detente with Nehemiah, and Nehemiah said, I'm doing a great work. I can't come down. I'm not going to visit with you. He tried letters against them politically, everything. Tobiah hates God. And now Nehemiah leaves, and Eliashib, he detentes with Tobiah. Look what the Bible says. And he prepared him a great chamber, where if aforetime they laid the meat offerings, the frankincense, the vessels, the tithes, the corn, the new wine, the oil, the commandment given, all the officers and the porters and all of that. He made him an apartment in the house of God. But all this time I was not in Jerusalem. Verse 6. I came to Jerusalem. I understood that evil that Eliashib did for Tobiah in preparing him a chamber in the courts of the house of God. It grieved me sore. Therefore, I cast forth the household stuff of Tobiah out of the chamber. I cleansed the chamber. Nehemiah said, in addition to that, I'm hearing you're selling on the Sabbath day. God's people are going to stop this selling on the Sabbath day, he said. And if you don't, I'm going to lay my hands on you. I'm going to take my hands and wring your neck. That's a fearless preacher. But he brought Israel. He brought the Jews back to God. I want you to notice that the purpose of the message tonight is you're never finished. There's always something else to do. There's chambers to clean. There's Bibles to read. There's Bibles to pass out. Thank God we're at 60,000 Bibles this year to our city. There's always things to take care of. Tonight I'm launching a new program. Next Sunday night, we're going to launch this program. And I want everybody in this church to start giving money to the next project. I see the next project is that building right next door. It may not be that building. It may be across the street. We'll have to build a bridge, Brother Bill, across De La Cruz from there to here. But we're going to begin to raise money every single week. You know, years ago, this probably happened in the early 80s. I would have a banquet twice a year. And in that banquet, I present the project we were going to do. We built, first of all, a 16 by 20 little building. And then we built a 4,000 square foot building. Then we built a 32,000 square foot building. Then we built a 20,000 square foot building on, that's all over there at Clyde Avenue, 66,000 square feet built over there. And then we built over here, we took the 40,000 square foot building and remodeled it. We took and built a 20,000 ladies dorm, and a 20,000 men's dorm, and a clock tower, and a 30,000 gym and dining hall facility, and then this 3,000 seat auditorium. And God did it all. But I can remember, I said, I want you to come to this banquet. And our people were so young. We were just so excited about our church. Everybody came out. Everybody came out. And I said, our banquet's called Giving by Faith 1. Because I didn't have a program. But I knew we needed money. 6 months later, I said, okay, we're going to call this one Giving by Faith 2. I still didn't have any vision from God. 6 months later, I had Giving by Faith 3. People are starting to get restless now. Pastor, you got to get a program. I said, I don't have one. And so they just gave. Then I had Giving by Faith 4. Four times in 2 years, we had Giving by Faith 1, 2, 3, and 4. But by the time we were ready to do something, we had some money in the bank. Brother Sly can tell you, by the time we were ready to do this project out front, we already had $1 million given. God's people just kept giving, giving. We don't have rich people in this church, but we have givers. And you know that I don't know if God's going to open that building this year or next year, but God opens that building. I need $1 million or $2 million in the bank. Amen. Let me try that one more time. I need $1 million or $2 million in the bank. Amen. It's got to be, we've got to be ready to have some collateral so that we can buy that thing. The first thing we're going to do is not the inside, it's the outside. And we're going to match the newly remodeled academic building out front with those 35 pillars and the lights on them. And it's so beautiful at night. And the pillars here. And it's going to be the same right over there. 14,000 square feet sitting there waiting for us. We need it for classroom space, for auditoriums. We need it. Amen. And so beginning next Sunday, when you give to the building fund, it's going in an account to save for the building. You know, giving next week, secondly, we're giving to these churches. We'll find out this week, but the church in East Palo Alto, we're starting chapel services all over this area, and we're taking city after city. We're taking East Palo Alto, 28,000 people, between Facebook and another one, I forget what it is, but it's just wedged in there. It's a very poor area, but those people need the gospel. And we got East Palo Alto, and we got Redwood City, and we got Mountain View, we got Sunnyvale, we got Belmont, we've got Millbrae, we got San Mateo. You could not get saved in a church in San Mateo tonight because there's no church open. Not a church, not a Presbyterian church preaching the gospel, not a Methodist church, there's not a church open from here to San Francisco. There's one church open in Daly City, Brother Pichardo. There's not 9 million people, no churches open. We're going to open some churches.
Amen.
And it's going to take some dollars and cents, but we're going to take that, and then we're going to come over to the East Bay. I don't know what order we're going to do, but we're going to take the East Bay and start churches up there. And then we're going as far away as about 60 miles away. We've got a church building that looks like it might be give it to us. I'm not sure, but we'll find out this week. Got some dear folks that called me and said, we've got a beautiful property. We watch every service at North Valley. We've got a property and a building space and a lot of acreage, but we don't have any people left. But we want a church like North Valley Baptist Church. I can recall years ago, 8 years ago now, that Stephen Becker was in our college and he was graduating, and some men from Loomis, they'd been watching our services. And Brother Steve Nichols, who's pastored there, he brought them to see me. And they said, "We want a North Valley Baptist Church." I said, "No, you don't want what we are." They were good men. They loved the Lord. They're Southern Baptists. We're not Southern Baptists. I said, you don't want us. You're not watching. They said, "We've watched every service for 2 years. I said, "Well, just keep watching." They said, "We want the North Valley Baptist. We'll vote out of the Southern Baptist. We'll vote in a man from your college." And they voted in Stephen Becker. God's ignited that church. And it's going and growing and just exploding.
Amen.
Hey, I want you to know that God's going to use North Valley Baptist Church. There's still more to do. We finished. Yes, you finished the wall, but there's still more. We need a bus parking lot so badly. We've got 30-some buses around here. No place to put them. We've got to have a bus lot within a mile from here. God's going to have to give it. We need a housing project. The city gave the firehouse twice now to Habitat for Humanity. They have blueprints for 18 condominiums over there. They may need to build it, and then we need to maybe take it over. But I need housing for our staff. I just got to have housing. I've got to have a place for them to live.
Amen.
You know, tonight we need a campus for Golden State Baptist College. We need that school over here from that other property to this property. There's so much more to be done. We've got missions conference coming up next month. Oh, how we need more missionaries. You young people in Bible college, would you say, "Lord, here am I. Send me. I'll go where you want me to go. I'll say what you..." And then if you're not going to go, would you at least finance missions?
Amen.
In your prayers and in your finances. There's so much to do and so little time to do it. I don't know. Give you hope. I don't know. President Trump has got three years left. I don't know if our next president's going to be a God hater. Mr. Newsom hates God. He hates God. He doesn't believe in prayer. He mocks it. He might be our next president. And we may get a bunch of liberals in here that hate the work of God, but there's a space of grace right now.
Amen.
And let's not just idly sit by and let this space of grace pass by. Let's use this opportunity to glorify God.
Amen.
In our churches, in our lives. No, that building... it's done. But I want you to know that because it's done, it doesn't mean we're at rest now. We're going to pick it back up immediately. I believe I've preached long enough. Father, I thank you for our people. I love these people with all my heart. They're the best. They are absolutely the best church in America, the world. I know of no better church, sacrificing, praying, loving us. My wife and I, for so many years, they've loved us. They've been so good to us. And I thank you for each and every member. God, help us to get members to stay with us till Jesus comes again, and we believe his coming is nigh. Lord, I don't know what the future holds for this country, but I just believe that, God, you want to do a great work in these closing hours. Our heads are bowed and eyes are closed, and I must confess, I don't know all what Turning Point is, but I heard that they've had 32,000 calls this week since Charlie's homegoing said, "We want to start a branch in our city." They can't keep Bibles in their warehouses. Their people are begging for them. Our nation right now is looking for God. But we can't keep up with visitors. Visitors are coming here every Sunday morning. Visitors here tonight, God bless you. God's doing something. But let's buy into it. Let's stand together, please. I'm going to ask you, if you'll commit yourself to give to this project, to pray for these schools, pray for the colleges, pray for the school, pray for the churches that we're trying to start, pray for the radio that expands, pray for the bus ministry that'll grow. We're in 19 nursing homes. Pray that the nursing home ministry just expands. We've got to reach people while we can.
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.